Pray together. God, we thank you that your word is indeed a light unto our path. We thank you that you are on the journey with us. I thank you for words that we sang this morning that remind us not to be afraid, but to travel with you, that you are ever with us. Please open our hearts and our minds and our souls this morning to hear your word that indeed is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. In ancient times, when a member of royalty was traveling from one place to another, it was common practice to build or to prepare a road for him and his entourage. Men were sent ahead to prepare the way, and this meant that they were removing rocks and stones, that they were leveling rough places, that they were filling up the holes, and they were making the road smooth and easy for these distinguished travelers. This crew opened up difficult passages, and they leveled out roads all to make sure that the way was as straight as possible and without any obstacles for an unobstructed travel. And the members of the crew were called forerunners. And I invite you to tuck that word in here, forerunners. Those who went ahead to prepare the way for the king. So there is a legendary tale as I was reading about it this week. Some think it's true, some think it's a legend, so I'll just offer it this morning, that in ancient history, where there was a royal that came to a mountain that she could not pass without adding extra days to the travel. So she ordered the mountains and the valleys to be leveled. Imagine the extraordinary measures that were taken to prepare the way for the royal. So this custom of preparing the way for the king is the image that the prophet Isaiah uses as he speaks in Isaiah 40. Cade read these words early this morning, and I'm going to invite us to read them together. They will be on the screen. Let's read together from Isaiah 40. Prepare the way for the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. The idea is of this proclamation to the people is that the Lord is coming to them and that they are to be a people of preparation. The listeners knew the hard and heavy work of preparing the way for a royalty, and now they are being called to prepare the way for the glory of the Lord in their lives. For the listeners of Isaiah's prophecies, these words were full of promise. The glory of the Lord was promised to them, and they would see the glory of the Lord all together. These words of the Lord spoken through Isaiah, they come after a very long season where God's presence had been absent from the people. But this season is now over. God promises return to the city through the revealing of his glory. Isaiah is announcing a new season. And this season begins with very gentle words from God. Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. God, through Isaiah, is inviting his people with a gentle and comforting invitation to prepare for his arrival. And it is these words of Isaiah that John the Baptist directly quotes in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In the wilderness, John cries out to the curious onlookers, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." John's role was like that of a forerunner. We hear this word again. John is a forerunner who went ahead of the royalty to prepare, the forerunners went ahead of the royalty to prepare the physical road. And here John is crying out to the people to make preparations for the Lord's coming, to prepare your hearts, your minds, your actions, and your soul for an encounter with the promised Lord. Advent season begins in 2 weeks from now. And Advent is a season for waking up to, for preparing for, the ways that the Lord will come to us. And this morning, I am inviting us to prepare the way for the Lord in hopes that we are spiritually ready for Advent when it arrives, versus waking up to it halfway through, or maybe even never being present to the season at all. Stores and radio stations seem to have rushed into Christmas. Already some radio stations are playing Christmas music 24/7. And many stores moved quickly from Halloween to Christmas decorations. But Advent season invites us not to rush. Advent invites us to quiet our beings, to pause, to watch, to wait. Preparing our hearts and our minds will allow us to fully participate and to fully receive that which God desires to reveal to us during the Advent season of 2025. John the Baptist's preaching occurred many years after the birth of Christ. He is speaking here about an adult Jesus, yet his message is entirely relevant to our Advent season. He was preparing the way for Jesus' ministry years. John was inviting the people to prepare their hearts and their minds and their actions as their long-awaited Savior is about to be more fully revealed to them. Again, John is acting as a forerunner. He is preparing the way for the King, for the Lord of Lords. The people were called to prepare the way for the ministry of their Savior. And John wants his listeners to know that something special, that something new, that something big is about to happen. And so John proclaims, "The kingdom of God has come near," which echoes Isaiah's proclamation of the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Today we also receive this message of encouragement. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare for something special, something new that God is about to birth in this season of Advent, in you, in us as a faith community, in the communities all around us. I'm inviting us to start preparing for Advent before it begins, to make preparations as we wait together for light to pierce the darkness, for God to reveal himself among us. Preparing is important work. We prepare for what we value. Our calendars, activities, investment in relationships, and how we spend our time and our resources, they reveal what is valuable for us and worth preparing for. Preparing the way of the Lord in our lives is important and valuable work. And I invite us to see Advent as a sacred season of preparation for reflecting on the birth of Jesus, for God coming to be with us. So this morning, we're going to use parts of Isaiah's prophecy, just as John did when he invited people to prepare the way of the Lord. Because in Advent, we are preparing our hearts and minds for a deeper understanding of God, what it meant for him, what it means for him and for us that he sent his son to live among us. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become smooth, the rugged places a plain. A question we can ask ourselves as we prepare to welcome Advent is, what obstacles in my life are preventing a straight path for me to fully be present to God? An important message, or important part of John's message of preparing for the Lord, is confession. As we prepare for Advent, we are invited to spend some time naming our sins, of naming areas where we are not living out the ways that God has invited us to live, to think, to speak, or to act. In confession, we are making straight the crooked ways in us. We are confessing the obstacles in our way, and we are fully receiving the gift that God desires to offer us. In confession, we are acknowledging to God that we are sorry and that we want to change our ways to align with His ways. And we're seeking to make the rough places level, to make places within us smooth. We're inviting to God to help move those mountains that are in us that we cannot move without His help. What is an area of your life that you would like to make smooth in preparation for welcoming Emmanuel? What is an obstacle that is getting in the way? In my own life, I've been holding on to several things very tightly that I know that God is asking me to release to Him. And I'm holding on to them because I desire to control them. And I think that maybe I can do the work to create a better outcome. But I know that God is saying, it's time. Give this to me. Let my ways be done in this situation. I know that I'm not yet trusting God with this. But it is my confession as I prepare for Advent that I want to release, to give to God the spirit of control and of trying to find ways that are my ways in bringing solution and resolution. I'm trying to remove that obstacle from my pathway towards God. I won't confess this just once. I'll return to it to say, God, sorry, once again, I'm holding on tight. I want to give this to you. Prepare a smooth way for me. Scheduling time for confession before Advent starts is a way of preparing for the Lord. Will you schedule some time in preparation? Another way that we can prepare the way for the Lord is by practicing stillness and silence. You may be familiar with Psalm 46:10 that says, "Be still and know that I am God." A spiritual director that I met with this summer invited me, though I actually think it felt more like a challenge than an invitation, to spend 15 minutes a day in quiet stillness. And I have found that really, really hard in this season. I can sit still, but my mind is very, very busy. And yet I'm persisting in keeping this practice in my life as I know it is very good for my soul and for my relationship with God. It is good to be still and quiet with God. Many of us, myself included, we live lives that are full and they're in motion. And being still before God, for many of us, actually involves preparation. We need to set some time aside. We might want to designate a quiet place, making daily stillness and silence a priority. I think Terry sometimes sees me from our front window. I sit in the car for 2 minutes often, and that can be a place of silence for me before I go in and continue on with what the day calls me. Questions we can ask to prepare ourselves for silence and stillness are, what is cluttering my mind and my soul? What do I need to set aside to prepare myself to enter stillness and quiet with God? I invite, maybe I challenge, each of us to prepare room for daily stillness and quiet in preparation for Advent, for it is there that I believe God will come and speak to us and meet with us. Hopefully you chose a stone on your way in today, and if not, we'll get you one. See myself or Susanna and Jonathan. These stones are smooth, and they are meant to represent how rough places can be made smooth. And I invite you to either carry this stone with you or to place it somewhere that you will see it regularly. I invite you to pick it up throughout your day. Some of us will be putting up Christmas trees soon. Some of us may already have our Christmas trees up. Somewhere in your home, you might also want to set up a place for Advent reflection. I like to pray while holding on to a smooth stone. And often before I go on a walk, I try to find a smooth stone that I can take with me. And I rub it as I walk, and I rub it as I pray, and as I reflect on God. Some questions we can ask when we're seeking rough places to be made smooth are, what are some rough places in my life that I would like made smooth? A relationship? A habit that is distracting me from God? A grudge or bitterness? A place of deep sorrow? A burden that I am carrying myself or for someone else? Asking God to make those places smooth. We also might use this rock, the smooth stone, as a place of praying for our global and local community. Is there a local or a global concern that you want to pray about this Advent season? For ways of peace to make paths straight, for justice to level rough places. As I pray with the smooth stone, I use the words from Isaiah that John the Baptist also used. May the crooked places be made straight and the rough places smooth. In Jeremiah 31, again in promise of the coming Messiah, the prophet Jeremiah speaks to how God will create smooth paths for us. The passage reads, "Tears of joy will stream down their faces, and I being God, will lead them home with great care. They will walk beside quiet streams and on smooth paths where they will not stumble." It is here that God is preparing the smooth paths for his people to walk on. Here, God is a forerunner for us, preparing smooth paths where we will not stumble. When I pray for someone experiencing a rough place in life, or when I'm seeking something to be made smooth in my own life, these are the words that God might hear, words of hope. God, would you please make the rough place in this person's life smooth? Would you take away the obstacles, the worries, the health concerns, the relationship struggles, the fear, the sorrow, so that they will not stumble and feel far from you? For myself, I say, God, prepare a smooth path so that I will not stumble. Let me see the path you are creating for me. Advent is also a season in which we are invited to practice generosity and care for those in need. In being generous, we become the forerunners, preparing the way for God to come and to be known. And at the Gathering Church, we refer to this as being the hands and the feet of Jesus. Being the hands and feet of Jesus is a very significant part of our congregation's mission, and it is a primary way that we believe that God designed for the Gathering Church right from the beginning. In serving others, we are inviting, we are preparing the way of God for those we are engaging with. We are helping to level out the hills and the valleys for those living with less, for those living with grief and with aloneness. I encourage you to prepare to be generous in Advent. Prepare how you are going to support someone in need. Pray for God to direct you to the person or the persons to whom you can offer God's love. begin praying that the way would be prepared for God's love and peace to be received through your acts of service and love. Prepare by setting aside time on your calendar where you will serve others or another in this time of Advent. One of the ways our church prepares the way for Jesus is through our Christmas Community Supper, which this year is being held on December 13th, and we're all invited to participate in that beautiful evening. And this is a time where we invite neighbors to enjoy a festive turkey dinner together while enjoying warm welcome, love, and conversation. And I have been told over the years that we have hosted the dinner that for many, that dinner, that community Christmas supper, is their only Christmas supper over the season. It is their time to enjoy turkey and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes and gravy, all the fixings. That is their Christmas meal. For others, this is the only time that they have to eat around a table with those that they love, because many live in homes that aren't big enough to invite others in or have space for a table where many can gather. For some, this is the only meal that they will eat with another person during the Christmas season. And so we prepare the way for them not to be alone, but to be together with God's love. We seek to prepare a feast as a way of preparing the people's hearts and minds to receive the presence of God. My encouragement to each of us is that we don't let Advent catch us unprepared and distracted this year. That we let the next 2 weeks of November become our gentle beginning and our time of preparation to make straight paths in our lives for the way of God to come. I invite us to start now, intentionally, quietly, and faithfully. Let's prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you sent your Son to come to be among us, to guide us, to prepare us. We thank you for your promises in Jeremiah, where you will walk beside us, and that you will create smooth paths so that we will not stumble. God, would you give us courage and would you give us vision to find those pathways each day? God, thank you that we can come to you and invite you to remove obstacles, that we confess where we fail you. Thank you, God, that we can sit in quietness and stillness with you, and that you will speak. Or as we prayed over Luke, that you will sing joyful songs over us, that you will be present with and to us. Thank you, God, that you have given so that we might give of our resources, of our talents, of our presence, of our love. God, help us to be forerunners for you this Christmas season, this Advent season. God, would you plant in our hearts and our minds something that we might take away from this morning, that we might put into action, that you would make rough places smooth in our lives and the lives around us. Amen.